The struggle to accept. In my younger days, I could handle my drink, so much so that I was, in fact, complimented on it by some of my colleagues. It was never a problem. Yes, very occasionally I'd have too much, but the lads and I were young and high-spirited. My teens slipped into my 20s and it was party time, and life was good. Then, in my 30s, I got married. We were both professionals, and career prospects were good. We'd settle down and have the statutory 2.3 children, a detached house, holidays abroad, and live happily ever after. Things didn't go to plan, and the marriage failed because we both drank daily, and it took its toll. I moved out and was able to drink unhindered to drown my sorrows over my lost life. I felt a failure, and my life was a mess. The alcoholic drinking took hold, although I didn't realize it. Gone were the days of convivial enjoyment of a glass or two with friends. Now it was a bottle or two, on my own, home, alone. I dreaded going on a binge because I knew how I'd feel when I'd have to come off. I couldn't handle alcohol now the way I once did. And if my old friends could have seen me now, they wouldn't have been complimenting me. I was in a mess. Shakes, dry bokes, red-faced, paranoid, and depressed. An acquaintance knew the state I was in and left me a note with a name and a number. I rang it and we met. I gave all the usual excuses about why I drank, trying to convince him and myself that I wasn't an alcoholic. I agreed to go to a meeting, however, not knowing what to expect, and I enjoyed listening to the stories. I wasn't totally convinced I was an alcoholic, but I kept coming back and managed weeks and then months without drinking. I managed a year or two, but I couldn't say I was sober. And as a result, I was in and out of the rooms on a regular basis. That is not to be recommended. It was Russian roulette with a bottle. I realize now that I hankered after those days of convivial drinking from my youth, and another attempt at that resulted in a horrendous bender. It could have had serious consequences, but as I came round, I realized for the very first time that I was powerless over alcohol, and it had gotten me beat. I couldn't go back. I had to accept what I was, an alcoholic, and do what had been suggested all along to make my unmanageable life manageable. It took me 12 years to accept step one, but I've progressed since then through all 12, but must return to them on a daily basis if I'm to maintain this wonderful life of sobriety. I am a truly grateful member of Alcoholics Anonymous. Thank you, Anonymous.